Happy Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday edition of the podcast. This is the Love More, Live Blessed podcast, and I'm Crystal. This is a podcast for moms who need a little more positivity in their day. You can listen in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a new episode on parenting, lifestyle hacks, and how to include positivity into your life. You'll find the kind of encouragement that you need. So today I am talking about a situation that happened yesterday, and I really am able to see how letting go and not being negative can completely just make, you know, just change your life for one, because I definitely see myself as a different person than I've been in the last couple years, but also can just make things easier. And so yesterday I had a missed package. So this company that wants to work with me on the blog side had sent me a couple of packages because they want me to do a post for them. Well, I never received the packages. And when I reached out via email, my contact said, "Oh, it looks like it was sent to your old address," which, okay, I'm kind of like, okay, you know, I'll drive over there. It's right around the corner. The problem is that this had happened before. I had ordered clothes off of one of those places where, you know, you can try on all the clothes at home, you keep what you like, and then you send back what you don't like, and you're only charged for what you keep. So same thing kind of happened. I used my PayPal. So it had the wrong address on my PayPal, and I got the notification saying that it was delivered, and I'm sitting at home like, I don't have anything. This is weird. So I figured out it was delivered at my old address, and I went over there, which is right around the corner. I just knocked on the door. I saw the ladies' kids playing outside. I knocked on the door, and I just explained like, "Hey, I had a box delivered here. I'm really sorry about that. It was my mistake. You know, do you have it?" And she said, "Yeah." And then she would be right back. She came out of the house maybe 15 minutes later. And you know, the box was open, and she had just said like, "Hey, my daughter's got into it." And I was like, "Okay, no problem." I got home, all of the pieces were there. So, you know, crisis averted, everything was fine. I just felt this time around like, oh, I got another package there. She's probably going to be annoyed. So I was kind of like working it up in my head. You know how you do that? You think of the worst case scenarios, and that's what runs through your mind. Like, oh, it's horrible. So anyway, I was going to go, and then I wasn't going to go. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm just going to go see. So I go knock on this woman's door, and I guess it was her mom who answered the door, this older woman. And she's like, I don't see any packages here. It's been too long since you moved out. You should have already changed your address. And I wasn't even going to argue or explain that, you know, this was a whole other company that they've sent me stuff to my new house before, and for some reason they had two addresses in their system. I wasn't about to go into all of that. It's crafting supplies for a post. If they want to keep it that bad, they can have it. I'm just not going to stress out about it. So I did not get the package back. I drove back home, and I was thinking about it, and you know how something will trigger you. So you'll be annoyed about something, and then it triggers more things that you get annoyed about. And then you come home and you hate your house, and your house is always dirty, and you hate the clothes. It just trickles on and on. And I know that that happens to me. And so I didn't want it to happen to me. So what I did is I called the lady, the contact that sent me the packages, and I let her know like, "Hey, I can't get this back. I'm not going to go back when the woman's home because I don't like confrontation." I don't think I said it quite like that, but I just explained like, she's had something, you know, of mine before that was delivered, and she opened it. I don't feel comfortable going back. And that was it. And so, you know, she just said, "Well, if we can, let me talk to someone. If we can send you out another package, we will." And we left it at that. And I thought, you know what? That's perfectly fine, because I'm not going to stress myself out about, you know, losing money, because that's my work. That's how I make my site, my blog. That's how my blog generates income, right? I do sponsored posts. I do things like that. And so I said, I'm not gonna let that bother me, because I've adopted this mindset that whatever is good for me, whatever is meant to be for me and good for me will make its way to me. And I don't have to fight for it. I don't have to feel anxious. I don't have to feel FOMO. None of that. I can just live my beautiful life and, you know, just know that things are in store for me that are good. Things are going to happen that are good, and everything is going to work out in the way it's supposed to. So a few hours later, I got the email saying like, hey, we're going to send you the boxes out. You know, we know it's going to push you back on your date to post, but that was totally fine with me. They're okay with it. I'm getting the package. We're still going to do it. And there is no need to be stressed out. So instead of me, you know, being rude to somebody, first of all, right? I felt, I don't know why I feel like it's such an inconvenience. Like I felt really bad that it was there. Whatever. I know it's not my fault. It happens, but whatever. So instead of me being annoyed at another person, like, you know what? Everybody is just trying to do the best they can. And I can just let it go and know that things are going to work out for me anyways. So I kind of wrote down a little note, and it's just like letting go, not being negative, always knowing that whatever's for you will get to you. So you don't have to feel anxious about it. And I thought it was fitting. I did get an email. I get these emails from Daily Om, and it's the importance of seeing the good in all. I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but there was a part of it that that really, you know, I really liked. It says there is a perceptible energetic shift that takes place when we choose to see the good in all. The unnecessary tension that comes into being when we dwelled on negativity fades away and is replaced by sympathetic tolerance. So the unnecessary tension that came into being when we dwelled on negativity fades away and is replaced by sympathetic tolerance when we choose to see the good in all. And I think that is exactly what happened to me yesterday, for me to say like, it's okay, you know, there's still good going to come out of this. Thus we can forgive those that have wronged us because we recognize in them traits we admire, and we may even discover that we can bring out the good in one another. And I just think that, you know, I'm really grateful that I have been working towards this journey on positivity, because I know that the old me would have been really irritated, would have been stressed out, maybe would have went back and, you know, tried to argue for the package, which probably would not have turned out well, or been annoyed and taken it out on my family, on my kids, you know, and that's not okay. And that's not something that I want to be doing anymore. So I'm definitely grateful that this podcast keeps me accountable. My blog keeps me accountable. My Instagram page, like I share positivity messages. I share sarcastic mom memes because parenting, if anything, is hilarious, right? And I just really want that to come across. Like it's okay to just let go. That's my message today, guys. It's okay to let go. Don't feel like you have to control everything. Good things will come to you no matter what. All right, that is it for Wednesday's episode. I would love for you to come and meet me on Instagram. My handle is @lovemore_liveblessed. And actually have a new post up on the blog about journaling, how and why to start journaling, and you know, I love journaling. I've always loved it since I was a kid, and I've started to back up. So check out that post. It's at lovemoreliveblessed.com. And I will be back with you guys on Friday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.